Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture, one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hi everyone, I'm Ashley, and I want to give a shout out to Network, the shopping app. They sent us their latest collaboration between Tekashi Murakami and Blackpink. I'm wearing one of their shirts right now. Tekashi Murakami is like a Japanese street artist, and he's best known for like that smiley face flower. I think J-Hope wears it a lot, or I see it a lot. Yeah, everyone kind of does. And he did a collaboration with Blackpink, and they came out with like a special character called the Panda Kashi, just for the collaboration. So it's a panda. Blackpink logo, there's B and P, and then there's like the flower, the Murakami flowers all around. This camera is not giving.
And the colors are inside of the colors of the flower are kind of inside of the panda's mouth.
Right. And then there's a design on the back.
The Murakami flower.
Yeah, the flower. Yeah. So thank you again to Network for sending us this collaboration. Really cute. And exciting. If anyone likes this t-shirt, there's a whole collection on the app, and I will link it in the description.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you, Ashley. Hello, Gabe.
Hello. How's everyone doing? I'm back. And I just wanted to say that if you're on K-pop Twitter, there's like fan cams of Wonwoo's from 17 with his like see-through shirt that I've been getting a lot on my feed. So just wanted to flag that for everyone.
Thank you. And now there's that bookmark button on the Twitter. So, you know,
yes,
might as well. Okay. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. We're back with one of my favorite series of the podcast, and it's our Idol Talk Awards. Hard to believe it's already December. So we're going to separate the episode into two different segments. We're going to give a couple of awards today, and then we will give another set of awards in the second episode. So Ashley is going to kick us off with the first award for today.
So the first award we're going to be giving out is the Best Male Group Award. And as if you guys are following K-pop, we are in full swing with award shows, the Melons, the Mamas, the Circle Music Chart, like pretty much all of the big award shows have already announced their nominees. Some have given their awards. And of those big award shows, for Best Male Group, the groups that have received the most amount of nominations, I guess, would be 17, BSS, the subgroup from 17, NCT Dream, TXT, and BTS. BTS is still getting, BTS, they did release one song this year. I think it was an OST for a video game or whatever. But like how they're still getting nominated for best group, I don't know. Anyway, so we're going to be giving out two awards each for each of these categories. One is our
look at things, because also the award ceremonies that are happening in Korea are objective, but they're correct. Still going to be different depending on which criteria you kind of use.
Right, exactly. And then we're objective going to be giving assessment. Like, what was that?
Our objective assessment.
Yes, yeah. Our objective assessment.
Our objective assessment, and then our personal subjective awards. So at the Melon Awards, NCT Dream won male group. At the Mamas, 17 won. So of those two groups,
we're back in the same discussion.
Yeah, I know. I know. I would say that objectively, if we're only looking at those two that have won awards, 17 has done more because off the bat, they had a mini album, a full length album, a Japanese album. They came back twice in 2023, whereas NCT Dream, I mean, I'm an N citizen day in, day out, 24/7, 365. But they only
They had
had one
one.
full length. They only had one full length album this year, and yeah, they didn't go as hard as last year, I would say. I mean, they did have their tours or whatever, but like they didn't release as much. So objectively, I would say 17 gets the award. My personal opinion is that someone that wasn't nominated in this category should be getting it, and it's Stray Kids. So I am coming back
What
as
is your
a
rationale? Oh, this is just your, this is what you think.
this is what I think. So Stray Kids, they had two full-length albums last year. They had S Class. And then they just recently came out with Rockstar. So, or Five Star and Rockstar, which is their full length albums. They did so many US promotions. They were on the VMAs, the Billboard award shows. They had huge like Western presence. And I mean, they even won a VMA. I think I said it in like a couple episodes ago. They won a VMA. And just by looking at their like monthly Spotify listeners, Stray Kids has like almost 10 million listeners a month, whereas 17 has 7 million and NCT Dream has 5 million. So Stray Kids is like, they are way up here, and it doesn't feel like that to us. Maybe because we're not really into their music, we don't really follow them, but like globally, they're blowing up. So I
Okay.
think they should get the award.
Okay, Gabe, I saw some reactions and I would like to hear about them.
I
What are your
disagree.
takes? Okay.
And it's because I think one thing that these awards do take into account is
Wait,
like
which one do you disagree with? Ashley's objective assessment or her subjective assessment?
the subjective assessment.
Okay.
Okay.
Which you are entitled to
Yeah.
your opinion, which is
This is
fine.
what makes us, a fun podcast here.
That doesn't mean that it's like flawed or anything. But anyways, so with my thing with Stray Kids is that they make music that is so unconsumable and like that lacks longevity that I feel like the critical acclaimed reviewers who are behind all of these awards and who are in charge of this stuff, like they wouldn't give Stray Kids that award. And I agree with them.
I mean, they weren't even nominated at the MAMAs or at the Melon Music Awards.
Right. So,
Yeah.
what is it about Stray Kids being such highly have so many listeners, for example, on Spotify, but can't get a song on a Melon chart?
Well,
Is
because
it just
Spotify is used
simply,
by
yeah,
like
is it just simply like,
Americans.
yeah, Koreans are not interested and Americans are?
I
Is it as
think
simple as
so.
that?
Yeah. Because, like, if you think about it, like the MAMAs, it's like the Mnet
It's
Asian
international,
Music
yeah.
Awards. You know, like it there's an
Yeah.
Asian focus, and I feel like Stray Kids is too international. It's like too global that they're not Asian enough to like get these awards at the Asian Music Award shows, you
Yeah.
know?
And like Melon for sure is out of the picture for them.
Yeah.
Gabe famously said in the last episode that, if you're walking into a Korean store or a convenience store, you probably wouldn't be caught dead hearing S Class.
Yeah, they're not playing S-Class. They're not playing God's Menu. They're not playing any Maniac. The Maniac they are playing is the Vivi's Maniac, not the Stray Kids Maniac.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
I understand, Ashley, why you're coming back. I think S-Class was actually really a little bit more consumable, but even for me personally, Stray Kids is just not that group for me.
Yeah.
But I've always been puzzled at why the Americans like the screaming so much.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Yeah,
But what I do want to say is I want to give them credit because they do produce and write a lot of their stuff on their own, which
right.
can't be said for 99% of other groups. So they do deserve some kind of recognition for that.
And we're here to give it to them.
Is it best male group recognition or is it like best like something else, you know?
Composer,
Yeah.
producer. Yeah.
I still see Stray Kids as mainly, at least for me, a flashy dance group for the most part.
Yeah.
So, Gabe, if who gets your subjective and objective then?
I think my objective is definitely 17. I feel like they've just been filling the shoes or the void that BTS kind of left behind at HYBE. They're like
Yeah.
release they release a ton of music. It
Agreed.
pops off. It's very consumable. People love them. And they're, you know, doing brand deals and everything. And they're doing the whole nine yards, you know. Subjectively for boy groups, I would not give an award because I think collectively the boy groups this year have underperformed.
That's fair. That's
And
unsurprising.
I think it's borne out in the data too.
I think so
So
too. I understand what compare like what relative data you would be looking at. So,
I'm going to hold the award and reallocate it to a different
two girl
category.
groups? Okay.
Yes.
For me, I think we're in agreement that 17 objectively gets the award. And for me, also, 17 has been rising up the ranks for
Yeah, they have.
years. 17 has been rising up the ranks for me. So I get it. What I like about comebacks that are multiple in a year is that they're different from each other. And 17 came with Super the first time around, and then they came out with God of Music, which were completely different from one another, but both were very 17. And I think that they were both really well done. And actually, God of Music, which actually didn't seem to do all that much, I mean, relative to Super, was actually so good. Like, we didn't talk about it that much, but it was so good. It was bright, energetic. It was giving some of their old stuff, like some of the stuff that they got famous for, like very nice, right? And very positive energy. But at the same time, they can hit you hard with the boy group, hard choreo, and still chart well with a hard-hitting song. And I think that's what Super was. So I think objectively, 17 gets it. Subjectively, I still love me an NCT Dream. But that's just
Of course.
because that's just it is what it is. I think they had a strong year. Was it their best year? No. Did they still release some good stuff? Yes. Broken Melodies was one of my best songs of the year, I would say. But I think 17 also takes it for me. All right. So Ashley, I didn't know you're gonna go back to Stray Kids there, but that was really
I
interesting.
know, I know.
Okay, all right. Moving to the women. Okay, best female group, Gabe, please.
Okay, so for me, I think this was actually pretty clear cut as to who the clear kind of like top nominees were.
Yeah.
There is at both Melon and Mama, it was G Idol, aespa, IVE, Le Sserafim, NewJeans, and Twice, all of whom have done a lot this year.
Yeah.
To varying degrees of success, but like they've all released music and they've all come back touring, like the whole nine yards, as I've said before. And then I also kind of made a secondary list of like there are some girl groups who I think didn't get nominated, but who did still do a lot. And I think the most notable one is Blackpink. Like, even though they didn't really release much, they like headlined Coachella,
Yeah.
right? That was this year. And like, that's a big deal. Like, that's like the pinnacle of music in a lot of senses, right?
Right.
And so them not even getting a nomination was like
But they
a
didn't
little
release
bit
music.
weird.
That's the whole point. Like, that's why they didn't get a nomination. I don't think that they're trying to be like,
Well, but BTS didn't really release music either.
we had
I
an
guess
OST.
technically they did release something.
Jisoo had Flower.
But geez, I'm gonna talk about Jisoo.
Anyways, so that was weird for me. Like,
They had their
if
whole
we're,
tour. That was the thing.
yeah. But
Yeah.
like BTS was nominated even though they like barely did anything, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Blackpink had a whole tour, headlined Coachella and everything, and they didn't even get a nomination, right? So that was kind of weird for me. My objective winner, I think, is NewJeans, like far and away, because they just really popped off this year. Like they did, like you know how some really big girl groups they'll like release a nice like a good
Yeah.
comeback or a good song, and then the next one will kind of be like mid. And then they'll like come back
Yes.
and be like good again. NewJeans, they just it's every song pops off, goes viral,
I
and
know.
like
Yeah.
everybody's into it.
Yeah.
They're so cool. Like everything they do is so cool.
Yeah, they were
Yeah,
definitely the most consistent out of all the groups that were nominated, I
I
think.
think that was like a big test for them, for IVE, for Le Sserafim, all of which were like they had such killer years in 2022. And the big question for me was, are they still going to? And I think we all said yes. But for even that to have happened to all three of them, especially NewJeans, I think it's like, wow, that's really amazing. Like to even sustain for that long for 2 whole years is not easy in a rapidly changing industry. I agree with you, Gabe.
Yeah. I think IVE could have taken it if they just did more, because they don't really release too much in terms of like their comebacks in music. But I think I'm definitely looking to next year for IVE to pop off,
And it's not
hopefully.
like I've had a bad year. Like they had, maybe they didn't have the Love Dive year, but they
Right.
had a still a mega
Daddy,
hit, like one of the
I
big, like
am.
two of the biggest releases of the year. It was just NewJeans was literally on another level from start to finish.
And then my subjective pick, kind of my sentimental one. I thought about this for a little bit, but I'm labeling it as the best of the rest pick. And for me, I think it is 50-50.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, they were on a meteoric rise before it was cut short, kind of unceremoniously. And I feel like if they had ridden that and just kept going, they could have really put together something amazing. So for me, that's the subjective pick is 50-50 for their moment of viralness.
I mean, the
Yeah.
moment was the whole year, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah, it's still going. Ashley, who's it to you?
I would say that it is NewJeans, objectively, for same reasons Gabe said. And then subjectively, I have found a newfound love for Le Sserafim. Le Sserafim and G Idle. I was a Soyeon hater. Like, I used to say, you can go back into the archives of this podcast, that Soyeon is like the star of that group. It's like Soyeon and Co. And it
You've said
is
that for
no
a long
longer
time.
like, I did say that for a long time. And it no longer is the fact. They have a lot of good songs and their members now stand out equally to me. I enjoy their music along with Le Sserafim. Maybe I would say my subjective one is actually G Idol and then Le Sserafim.
Okay, to piggyback off of that, I agree that New Jeans is the objective pick. I cannot deny the fact that G Idol would probably be my 2023 pick for girl groups that are active. Because I still love Red Velvet as my bias female.
Of course.
Group. But I wouldn't choose them even subjectively for this year because they're just not at that point where they're coming out with like all the stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So amongst all the ones that are active, I would say G Idol because they've just, it's just been a long time coming for them. Like when I listened to their Killing Voice, and also I heard all of the hits that they've been releasing since, I don't know, when did they debut, 2018 or 2017? I was like, dang, these girls also have been through a lot because they've gone through member changes and all of that. They didn't know, you know, what was going to happen, you know, for a certain while. No one knew if others were going to break out of the Soyeon shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, here they are. Like, one major comeback, but still other minor releases. And Queen Card was that song.
It was.
Entire soccer stadiums of like fans singing Queen Card.
Like,
it's so good.
And so I don't know. Sometimes I feel like our awards also get divided. American winner, like American appeal and like Korean appeal. G Idol's got that Korean appeal and a little bit of that Western appeal. New Jeans has both, but they have really made it into the mainstream of American culture. People be out here wearing those bunnies, quite frankly.
Oh my God, yeah.
So there's something about New Jeans that's going right.
I do want to add there's a notable absence, and that is ITZY. Oh, how they've fallen from grace.
It's not it. It's not it.
I'll leave it at that.
JYP is too busy going on his own performances and getting people to react surprised, shocked, and appalled.
I saw a tweet of a little while ago where it was like one of the news outlets was like JYP claims that he's like the one of the big three like companies whatever in K-pop, and then all the comments were just like,
are you
really?
Yeah.
So
okay,
that's a
well,
good
that will be
evaluation
another
for another time.
Yeah, we need to decide who are the big giants these days.
Mm-hmm.
For another episode. Okay, so let's go ahead and move on from groups to soloists. So I'm going to cover some of the major nominees for best female solo. I was looking at this list, I was like, dang, the state of female soloists are still very strong. So this was a year that didn't feature Taeyeon until the very end, so I wouldn't include her in the running, and didn't feature IU, who are two of the biggest. They're in production, I would say. IU is in production for next year. Usually she does that. She's like in 1 year, very present, out 1 year to prepare, which makes sense. If she's always been a soloist, right? And she writes a lot of her stuff and live sings and everything. So this year, I was like, okay, who do we got here? So we have two interesting ones. So Choi Yena, who was famously from IZ*ONE. Lee Chaeyeon, who famously also was from IZ*ONE. Jihyo, which go back to the episode of Idol Talk Pod where we talk about her. And then here are who I see the major three. Somi.
Oh,
Hwasa.
God.
And Jisoo. So those three are the biggest hitters in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for me, objectively, Flower was that song. It came along with a very popular challenge. And I thought the song was good and catchy. And here is where I will give Blackpink my flowers. No pun intended. So that is, I will give Jisoo my female solo award. Subjectively, while Flower was that song, Fast Forward eats that shit up. Yes. And Jeon Somi, you're not in, like, she doesn't come back all that often. And when she does, she comes back with a very little, but it's all very excellent.
I know.
And that whole song is never a skip for me. On repeat since it came out. So that's my award to Jeon Somi. Ashley, what do you think?
Yes. Shout out to Jisoo. I would say that objectively, she did really well. Who won at the Mamas and the Melon?
Jisoo won.
Both?
I have to look at the Melon, but Jisoo won for the Mamas.
Mamas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she deserves it. I think that her song is really good. I think it fit her really well. And the challenge was great, like you said. Subjectively, honestly, of those artists, I can only remember like one solo that Hwasa did. And once, I mean, Somi only did one solo. So,
like, and was it good enough is the question.
Yeah, all of those women that you named, they didn't do much. Like, they probably had one big solo for the whole year. And I would say none of them popped off as much as Somi.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I mean, I would say that Nock, Lee Chaeyeon, was really good. We covered that on a previous K-Bops, but
that popped
other than
off.
That
also popped off, though.
It did, but I mean, Fast Forward is an anthem.
It really is. That's it. Yeah. Just to add, for anyone that was curious, we should actually talk about this because the winner that I listed, and this probably goes to what is the Korean audience and what is the international audience. At the Melons, Lee Young-ji won the award, who I didn't even name, I should have named. But she was the rapper that was on the BSS fighting track. So she won Best Female Soloist, actually.
Good for her!
A strong female rapper. Love to see that.
Yeah.
Gabe.
So for me, I think objectively for me is definitely Somi Fast Forward. The song was great. I love the instrumentation, yeah. Whatnot. I will note that I think like 90% of it is in English. So that might be why like she didn't win, you know, the Asian Music Show Awards and stuff, but yeah. And then my subjective pick, personally, I really liked the Yuju release kind of earlier in the year. I think it was called
Da
La La.
Was it more of an R&B, or what was it?
Yeah, it was like kind of like a slower. R&B synth pop type thing, and for me at least, I just really like seeing Yuju have like a good song come out, and I, mm-hmm. you know, I'm still kind of sentimental about GFriend and whatnot. So that's my sentimental pick.
Good. All right. Let's now move to our male soloists, Ashley.
Our next award is going to be for Best Solo Male. And at the Mamas, no surprise, the winner was BTS Jimin, and at the Melon was BTS Jungkook. For nominations across the board, pretty much all BTS members were nominated. I mean, they, V was nominated. August D had an album this year. And I would say objectively, Jungkook deserves that. I mean, I know that his music is in all English, his album is in all English, but he still considers himself K-pop, and he likes to say that he's like a, you know, like a, he's paving the way. You know, like he still represents K-pop and claims it. Subjectively, I would say that Taeyang from Big Bang deserves best solo. He came out of hibernation. You know, he was in the military, and then he took some time off. He did a Big Bang full group release without Seungri. And this year he came out with his solo. His first song was with Jimin, Vibe. And then the
mega
second
hit.
Title.
Mega hit.
Mega hit. And the second mega title was with Lisa. And some could say that he had two major stars on those titles, and that's also what helped boost those songs. But they were also good songs. Like, Taeyang promoted the song with Lisa by himself, you know, and Lisa wasn't there to promote with him. And I think I would still listen to those songs and that album without Jimin or without Lisa. I would say that they add, but they're not essential for me. So shout out Taeyang, fighting.
That's really interesting that you say that, Ashley. My subjective pick would also go to Taeyang. And not only did he have those two hits, he also released a ballad song with the album called Seed, and that was one of my favorite songs of the year, with a live performance with Park Bo-gum. So I get it. He's doing a lot of collabs. But what's interesting is that I think if you talked to any of those three artists or people, Park Bo-gum, Lisa, or Jimin, they would all say that actually, Taeyang is actually the star of either of those three songs.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Jimin is very much in his prime right now. But again, these are your idols' idols at the end of the day. And I think that's important to say. Shout out to Dio. I think that his album did really well. And actually, his songs were charting even to today. So still did really well. But I think Taeyang would still top it for me. And then objectively, I also will give my award to JK. Period. Gabe?
Yeah, I agree with the objective. JK, Jungkook, he's, you know, popped off. Seven was everywhere. It still is everywhere. 3D is also everywhere. So, you know, props to him. He did it. He made it. He's become a staple in the Western media sphere. And then for my subjective pick, I'm gonna kind of go a different route here, and I'm gonna take a lot of discretion and make it kind of like a gag pick. And I'm gonna give it to JYP.
God.
Because,
come on.
You know, he's okay, so for me, the comeback he had like a couple weeks ago, the song was objectively good. Like, it's a good song. It's like a retro disco song. But the only issue is that it's with JYP. So, like, you know, he's capable of doing good things for his solo career. It's just, he needs to, you know.
This is exactly what he wants. He is all media is good media type of guy.
Yeah. For me, the nail in the coffin was like the hip thrusts and him like breathing fast into the microphone is like that was like a part of the song. Like that was like one of the like motifs in the song. Anyways, so that's gonna be my pick, just to bring some light and shed some light on JYP to make sure that he knows that he needs to retire.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Ashley is going to close us out with our last award, which is Best Choreo and TikTok Challenge, because nowadays those two things are inseparable.
Yes. All good K-pop songs have point choreography that can easily be transitioned to a 10-second reel. And the top ones, this isn't really a category that is at
this just
the shows.
A fun one for
I mean,
us.
There is best performance, whatever, but I'm going to list the biggest TikTok challenges of this year, starting with Kai Rover. Let's not forget.
Let's not forget that one.
Jisoo Flower. Le Sserafim Unforgiven. You know? Taeyong Shalala. I don't even know. Like, it's like a, yeah.
Okay.
There's obviously NewJeans. Their music, even when their music is still good this year. Like last year's music is still good. And this year they had OMG, you know, oh my God. Yeah. We had
Super Shy was a big one.
Right.
On
Super
TikTok.
Shy.
Yeah.
The Twice subgroup Misamo. They had a Do Not Touch. They had a challenge that I saw pop off. NCTU, Bega 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 Bega.
That's true.
And then I want to give a special shout out to SB19. So they are a Filipino group.
Yes.
And they sing in Tagalog, but their song Hento popped off in Korea.
Popped off.
Everybody was doing that dance challenge. It was very intense, a lot of hip thrusts, a lot of stomping. I would
big
say
shout
that,
out. Big
yes.
shout out.
Objectively, we said it earlier in the episode, but 50-50 wins the challenge. And it wasn't a challenge that they created themselves. You know, it was like some random YouTube, like TikToker that created a cute dance. And it popped off to the sped up version.
Cupid.
And now of Cupid. And so that blew them into like outer space, mega fandom. And I wish they rode that wave because, like Gabe said, we could have received some good music from them. Or I wish they could have, you know, like they had that contract dispute with their CEO, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So.
Excellent.
I hope to see them again in 2024. Subjectively, I would say that. So I'm giving my TikTok challenge award to a dance crew. And if anyone watched Street Woman Fighter, there was a dance crew on there. I forget the name of the crew. But they created the smoke challenge, and it was one of those challenges that was only like you can only do it if you're a good dancer. You know, like if you're not a good dancer, you can't do this
it's giving
challenge.
Tame and guilty.
Yeah. So shout out to Street Woman Fighter and the smoke challenge. Love to see dancers dance.
Okay. Gabe.
All right. So for me, I think objectively, definitely NewJeans Super Shy.
Yeah.
Like, it's such an easy choreo. Everybody knows how to do it. Whenever the song is playing in public, when I was in Korea, like, you know, you just can't help but, you know, do the dance.
Put your arm up in the air a little bit, you know?
And then for me, subjectively, I liked Lee Chaeyoung's Knock. And this is because it's not necessarily because of the challenge
absolutely
itself, But it was like all of the surrounding media that was around it, where she would like made the easy version and then made the easier version and then the easiest version. Like it was just so funny. So that one takes the cake for me.
I agree with everything that was said here. Loved Cupid. I really liked the new jeans choreo. I like the shout out to Rover. Seems like so much so long ago. So I'm kind of torn. I would say the objective, like what I see everyone doing, was probably OMG and Cupid. So that covers it. I also thought that Cupid was like in the running to be like Grammy nominated because it was played so much in the US. It's so popular in the US. I was like, I will take Cupid over Permission to Dance any day, quite
That's
frankly.
yeah.
And what's crazy is that they were not probably even expecting this. And that is really the power of social media today. So all of the above. I think I want to give two, I guess. Well, I'll give two because Knock was already given by Gabe. Knock was done by every single idol. Lee Chaeyoung promoted hard for this. And after IZ*ONE, like we didn't know what she was gonna do because it's really hard to stand by yourself. And she
Yeah.
really did that and stayed in the game this year with that alone. So Knock, excellent. The other one that wasn't mentioned that I also give my flowers to is Fighting by BSS. I did see a lot of people doing that choreo. So simple,
Oh, yeah.
fun. And I just saw a couple of clips on Instagram, like idols reacting to BSS's performances, and everyone just goes wild during that
Of
choreo, and
course.
everyone's just doing it.
Yeah.
So I'll give it that one. All right. Listeners, you let us know what you thought of all of these awards. If you agreed with us, if you disagreed with us, let us know in the comments. We'll be back with some of the most major awards of the year. Hopefully, we won't get into that much of an argument. But that'll also be really fun. So, with that being said, thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode. We're on Instagram at Idol Talk Pod. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us on all of our major podcast directories and streaming platforms. If you have any feedback or content requests, email us at idletalkpod@gmail.com. And lastly, we have our content directory, idletalkpod.ubu.ai, where you'll see previous episodes categorized, including playlists, song recommendations, concert and K-drama reviews, as well as information about us. And it could be found in the description of our episode here. With that, we'll be back with part two in just a little bit. So we'll talk to you all later. Goodbye.
Bye.